The fifth station, the trial. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. You who have suffered death for us, O Lord, have mercy on us. The people who had arrested Jesus led him to the home of Caiaphas, the high priest at the time, where the leading priests, the teachers of religious law, and the elders had gathered. The high priest began asking Jesus about his followers and what he had been teaching them. The leading priest and the entire high council were trying to find witnesses who would lie about Jesus so they could put him to death. Two men stood up and gave this testimony. We heard this man say, "I will destroy this temple made with human hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without human hands." The high priest stood up before the others and asked Jesus, "What do you have to say for yourself?" But Jesus remained silent and made no reply. Then the high priest said to him, "I demand in the name of the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the Blessed One." Jesus replied, "You have said it. I am. And in the future you will see the Son of Man seated in the place of power at God's right hand and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothing to show his horror and said, "Blasphemy! Why do we need another witness? You have all heard this blasphemy. What is your verdict?" "Guilty," they all shouted. "He deserves to die." Then some of the guards began to spit in Jesus' face, mocking him. And they blindfolded him and beat him with their fist. "Prophesy to us, you Messiah," they jeered. "Who hit you that time?" And they hurled all sorts of terrible insults at him, and they slapped him as they took him away to the headquarters of Pilate, the Roman governor, who went out to them and asked, "What is your charge against this man?" "This man has been leading our people astray by telling them not to pay their taxes to the Roman government, and by claiming he is the Messiah, a king." So Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus replied, "You have said it. Is this your own question, or did others tell you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate retorted. "Your own people and their leading priests brought you to me for trial. Why? What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not an earthly kingdom. If it were, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish leaders." Pilate said, "So you are a king?" Jesus responded, "You say I am a king. Actually, I was born and came into the world to testify to the truth. All who love the truth recognize that what I say is true." "What is truth?" Pilate asked. Then he went out again to the people and told them, "He is not guilty of any crime." Then the leading priest kept accusing him of many crimes, but when the leading priest and the elders made their accusations against him, Jesus remained silent. And Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer them? Don't you hear all these charges they are bringing against you?" But Jesus made no response to any of the charges, much to the governor's surprise. Pilate turned to the leading priest and to the crowds and said, "I find nothing wrong with this man." Then they became insistent, "But he is causing riots by his teaching wherever he goes, all over Judea, from Galilee to Jerusalem." "Oh, is he a Galilean?" Pilate asked, because Galilee was under Herod's jurisdiction. So he sent him to Herod Antipas, who happened to be in Jerusalem at the time. Herod was delighted at the opportunity to see Jesus, because he had heard about him and had been hoping for a long time to see him perform a miracle. He asked Jesus question after question, but Jesus refused to answer. Meanwhile, the leading priest and the teachers of religious law stood there shouting their accusations. Then Herod and his soldiers began mocking and ridiculing Jesus. Finally, they put a royal robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. Then Pilate called together the leading priest and the other religious leaders along with the people, and he announced his verdict. "You brought this man to me, accusing him of leading a revolt. I have examined him thoroughly on this point in your presence, and find him innocent. Herod came to the same conclusion and sent him back to us. Nothing this man has done calls for the death penalty. Just then, as Pilate was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent him this message. Leave that innocent man alone. I suffered through a terrible nightmare about him last night. Meanwhile, the leading priest and the elders stirred up the crowd. Pilate asked them, What should I do with this man, Jesus, who is called the Messiah, the King of the Jews? They shouted back, Crucify him. Why? Pilate demanded. What crime has he committed? Then a mighty roar rose from the crowd, and with one voice they shouted, Kill him! Crucify him! Pilate argued with them, because he wanted to release Jesus. But they kept shouting, Crucify him! Crucify him! For the third time he demanded, Why? What crime has he committed? I have found no reason to sentence him to death. They replied, By our law he ought to die, because he called himself the Son of God. If you release this man, you are no friend of Caesar. Anyone who declares himself a king is a rebel against Caesar. Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! What? Crucify your king? Pilate asked. We have no king but Caesar, they shouted back. Pilate saw that he wasn't getting anywhere, and that a riot was developing. So he sent for a bowl of water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. The responsibility is yours. So Pilate sentenced Jesus to die as they demanded.
Miss her.